His flesh was as cold as a corpse's. I had never felt him that cold. He never stayed dead long enough to completely lose body temperature. Yet when I fumbled for his pulse, it was racing. His breath came in harsh, quick pants. They had cleaned him up. He was wearing the sleeveless white smock and pants of a new initiate. But what had they bathed him in? Ice water? Shiny? All thoughts of his real name fled my mind as I wrestled him onto his back, then tugged a blanket over him. I touched his face and he jerked away, making a quick animal sound. It's Ori. Ori.
Ori.
His voice was hoarse, as mine had been, perhaps for the same reason. But he settled after that, no longer moving away from my touch. He was mortal, Date had said, but I knew the truth. Beneath the mortal veneer, he was the god of light, and he had spent 5 days trapped in a lightless hell. Hurrying across the room, I found the lantern, which thankfully I had not yet blown out. Would such a tiny light help him? I brought it closer, putting it on the shelf above Shiny's bed. His eyes were shut tight, and all his muscles quivered like wires ready to snap. He was only a little warmer. Seeing no better option, I slipped under the covers with him and tried to warm him with my body. This was not easy, as the cot was narrow and Shiny took up all but a few inches of it. Finally, I had to climb on top of him, resting my head on his chest. I wasn't fond of the overly intimate position, but there was nothing else to be done. I was completely caught by surprise when Shiny suddenly wrapped himself around me and turned us over, holding me solidly in place with an arm around the waist, a hand cupping my head against his shoulder, and his leg thrown over mine. I was not quite pinned, but I couldn't move much either. Not that I tried. I was too stunned for that, wondering what had prompted this sudden gesture of affection, if that it was. He seemed reassured by the fact that I didn't fight him. The quivering tension gradually drained out of his body, his breath against my ear slowing to something more normal. After a while, we both grew warm, and despite spending the whole day asleep, I could not quite help it. I slept again. When I awoke, I guessed that it was late, near midnight, give or take a few hours. I was still sleepy, but had a growing need to urinate, which was a problem because I was still neatly tucked into the complicated tangle of Shiny's body. His long, slow breaths told me he was asleep, and deeply, which he probably needed after his ordeal. Working carefully and slowly, I extricated myself from his grip and then eased my way to a sitting position, from which I managed to clamber over him to reach the floor at last. By this point, the need had grown urgent, so I stood to hurry. A hand caught my wrist, and I yelped.
"Where are you going?"
Shiny rasped. Taking a deep breath to slow my heart, I said, "The bathroom," and waited for him to let me go. He didn't move. I shifted from one foot to the other, uncomfortably. Finally, I said, "If you don't let go, the floor is going to be very wet in a minute."
"I'm trying,"
he said, very softly. I had no idea what that meant. Then I realized his hand on my wrist was loosening and tightening and loosening again, as if he could not quite will it to open. Confused, I reached out to touch his face. His brow was furrowed. He drew in another deep breath through gritted teeth, then jerkily, deliberately, released my wrist. I puzzled over this for a moment, but nature warned me not to dawdle. I felt his eyes on me for the whole hurried walk across the room. It was better when I came out. The room held less tension. When I went over to him, I reached for his face and found his bowed shoulders, head hanging between them, heaving like he'd just run a long and exhausting race. I sat down beside him. "Want to tell me what that was about?"
"No."
I sighed. "I think I deserve an explanation, if only so I can plan my bathroom breaks accordingly." Predictably, he said nothing. Whatever lingering reverence I'd felt for him vanished. I was tired. For months, I had endured his moods and his silence, his temper, his insults. Because of him, I had lost my life in shadow. In my churlish moments, I could even blame him for my captivity. Date had found me because I'd killed the order keepers, which wouldn't have happened if Shiny hadn't made them angry. "Fine," I said, getting up to return to my own cot. But when I stepped forward, his hand caught my wrist again, tighter this time.
You will stay, he said.
I tried to yank my arm free. Let go of me!
Stay, he snapped. I command you to stay.
I twisted my arm, breaking his hold, and stepped back quickly, finding the table and maneuvering so that it was between me and him. You can't command me, I said, trembling with fury.
You're not a god anymore, remember? You're just a pathetic mortal as helpless as the rest of us. You dare?
Shiny rose to his feet.
Of course I dare.
I gripped the table edge, hard enough to make my fingertips sting.
What's wrong with you? You think just because you say something I'll obey? Will you kill me if I don't? You think that makes you right? My gods, no wonder the Night Lord hates you, if that's how you think.
Silence fell. I had run out of rage. I waited for his, ready to throw it back at him, but he said nothing. And after a long, pent moment, I heard him sit down again.
Please stay, he said at last.
What? But I had heard him. For a moment, I almost walked away anyway. I was that tired of him. But he said nothing more, and in the silence, my anger faded enough that I realized what that quiet plea must have cost. It was not the way of the Bright to ask for what one wanted. So I went to him. But when he touched my hand, I pulled back. A trade, I said. You've taken enough from me. Give something back. He let out a long sigh and touched my hand again. I was surprised to find it trembling.